The Chief Public Relations Manager of the Ghana Water Company, Michael Adjiman, says work on the Wager Dam have been concluded and service to consumers have been restored. He said it will take a bit of time for water to reach customers in hilly areas.
We have completed the work that we were undertaking. I think that was Sunday we had it done, and overnight the concrete and the rest. So as of yesterday, I think from midday, we started pumping water from the Wager treatment plant, and then we are pumping water normally. I believe some areas have not got water yet, and especially those in the hilly areas, but the low-lying areas, the flat-lying areas getting water have made a difference. Water is going to many areas, but as the day goes by, I believe everybody will get water. I mean those who have been getting water from our system, they will get their normal water supply.
And you anticipate that at least by within the day, those on the hilly area would have been enough pressure in the system for them to get the water.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying. But as of now, so many areas, according to the report I have got and the call that I have made to friends and relatives, water is going to so many areas.
Mr. Adjiman told Radio Ghana that the Ghana Water Company began spilling excess water from the Wager Dam yesterday as a result of the downpour. He said the measure is to protect the integrity of the dam, saying it's an annual ritual. Mr. Adjiman said stakeholders have been notified.
The people themselves, they know from experience that every year we do the spilling, late June up to early June.
When do you intend to start the spilling? The exact date?
Oh, we have already started, and, and we believe because some 2 days ago we observed, we realized that that gone beyond the 47.5 mark, getting up beyond that, so we had to just so that we don't care. It doesn't lead to a situation where we lose the dam completely. It's as a result of the heavy downpour. You know what happens is that every year, especially during the rainy season, you have the level of the dam rising. So when that happens, in order to safeguard the integrity of the dam, in order to protect the dam, we spill some water just so that you remain in the tolerable level. Our engineers, they always know that when the water level gets to about 47.5 meters, it's always very dangerous to let the water remain. So when we get to that level, we spill some water. The Wager Dam will not break down. You know, when that happens, it's going to put a lot of lives at risk. People will lose their houses, will lose their property, will lose their lives. So every now and then, when we see that the water has risen to about 47.5 meters, we spill water just so to protect the dam.
And the spillage, would it have any impact on production?
No, not at all. Not at all. It doesn't. We will be still beginning our production. This is excess water that we are just spilling. But as I said, just to safeguard the dam so that we don't have problem of breaking down the dam and then perhaps killing people in the process and damaging property and the rest. But as for our production level, it will remain the same. We have informed them. We sent out letters. I have a letter in front of me copied to the Municipal Chief Executive, Gas South Municipal Assembly, NADMO Coordinator, Chief of Oblogo, Chief of Wager, Chief of Tetegu, the Manager Pambro Salt, the Resident Association, Officer in Charge, Ghana Police Service, Wager, Assemblyman Obojo. And then we have also used our own PAE vans, PAE, public address system mounted on our vehicles. We have done local announcements. Since then it started raining, we have been monitoring the level of the dam all the way from Insawem, and we monitor it every day. So 2 days ago, we realized that the water level was rising above the tolerable level of 47.5. So we had to go ahead and then spill some water just so we protect the dam.
You heard the Chief Public Relations Manager of the Ghana Water Company Limited, Michael Adjiman. And still on water issues and flooding, parts of Accra are reported flooded following the spillage of the Wager Dam and the early morning downpour. Our reporter Yvonne Atiligo has been visiting some flooded areas in the metropolis and has joined us on the line to tell us what's happening. So, hello Yvonne, where are you? And how serious is the flooding?
Okay, for now, I've been to Klese, a community at Gansomani,
mm-hmm.
where the Wager spillage has caused some damage in that area. The whole community has been submerged in water. And due to this, the minister of the Greater Accra Regional Minister is in the area to assess the situation and find a possible solution to save it. You know, before then, according to the minister, there is a place that has to be defilted to allow the water to flow into the sea. But the chief in that place area are preventing people working on that place to distill the place, saying that they don't want any filth during this homework. So because of that, the minister and some police personnel are there to make sure that they negotiate with the chief to allow them to distill that area so that water can flow into the sea, so that the people of Glefe can, so that the people of Glefe would be able to at least sleep tonight.
Yes, Yvonne, I think you should make this a bit clear to me. You are saying that the community leaders do not want the silting to take place?
Yes.
Why?
And that is what is preventing the water to flow into the sea. Because of that, the community has been submerged in water.
So so the community leaders are now aware that since they've prevented the desilting to take place, the people are suffering from floods, aren't they?
Yes. So because of that, the minister and some people are negotiating with them to allow them desil the place so that the water can flow into the sea.
So what are the people saying?
The people are agitating. They are pleading with the authorities to help them talk to the chief so that they can distill the area. Otherwise, there would be disaster.
Yes. And Yvonne, so are there any relief services available to the people?
For now, NADMO is now moving to their place. And then some police personnel have also been deployed to their place to ensure constant security. For now, that is what is happening.
And apart from Glefe, which other areas have you visited?
Okay, I've been to Graphic Road, and some places have been affected by this flood, but I think that is, how do we call it, it's coming down. Hello?
Yes, thank you, Yvonne Atiligo.